The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the Irish Heart Foundation, they've launched their Before Damage is Done campaign this month to encourage adults to get their blood pressure checked, something I'm about to do right now here in studio with Dr. Angie Brown, who's a consultant cardiologist, medical director with the Irish Heart Foundation. Angie, you're welcome to the show and thanks for bringing in the little contraption. Before we get it going, I've heard blood pressure described as a silent killer. Why is that?
That's right, because the vast majority of people have no idea that you have high blood pressure, and yet it significantly increases your risk of stroke, increases your risk of heart attack, heart failure, atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heart rate, increases your risk of kidney disease, increases your risk of dementia, it causes retinopathy, so it can cause blindness, it can cause impotence. So it causes all these different problems, and people really aren't aware that they have high blood pressure.
In what ways might it manifest, you know, before it gets to a real acute problem like some of those you just described?
Well, most people have no idea they have high blood pressure. A few people might get headaches or feel flushed, but that's the exception rather than the rule, and that's the problem. But the good news is it's very easy to get your blood pressure checked, either with your GP or in the local pharmacy, or obviously if you're in the hospital. And a lot of people have a device that like we have here, which are very manageable and portable, and people can take their blood pressure at home. So a lot of people do that.
So we might start up the device actually there. So I've got the thing on my arm that people would be familiar with that's going to fill up with air. And this device is going to check my blood. This is the modern, the digital version of kind of having your fingers on my pulse and looking at your watch, is it?
Listening to with the stethoscope. So before we used to have mercury manometer and listen with a stethoscope, and you'd have to put the pressure high and let it down. You'd be listening for the pulse and you'd have to measure it that way. But this is much easier and more accurate.
So I'll betray my age out there. I'm 41. So at what age do people really need to start thinking about blood pressure and getting it checked regularly?
Well, the blood pressure increases as you get older, but really you should get your blood pressure checked when you're 30 and then every 5 years or so, unless it's high. And then obviously you need to get it done much more frequently, or if you have a lot of risk factors. So, for instance, we'd advise people with diabetes, or if you have high cholesterol or a family history, or if you're overweight or sedentary, you have other risk factors, to get it done more often. But definitely once you're 30, get it checked, and then every 5 years or so, because it does go up as you get older.
Yeah. Is that often something that you hear, is people saying, oh no, I had my blood pressure checked last year or the year before, so I'm fine on that front?
Absolutely, and that's a big mistake, because things change. Sometimes people lose lots of weight and they had high blood pressure, and then they're getting dizzy because, you know, they actually need less blood pressure tablets. So it can go up as you age, and that's the commonest thing. But if you change your lifestyle dramatically, then it can improve.
Yeah.
Might go down.
So the machine is finished there. So what's the reading on it?
Yeah. So now, because you're talking, it's okay, but it's a little bit up. It's 130 over 93. So for someone like yourself, if you're sitting, resting and relaxing, would want it to be 120 over 80, really.
Yeah.
But if we did it again, I'm sure it would come down. And what we would normally do is have people sitting and comfortable, not having had a cup of coffee or cigarette, not rushing around like you've been doing.
I haven't had any cigarettes today, but I did have a cup of coffee about 10 minutes ago. But I also did this test during the ad break very quickly. I didn't want my blood pressure to be through the roof and reveal it live on national radio. And it's interesting because it has gone up
has
in just
up
a few minutes since we did it outside.
So you're on air now, so it's a little bit more stressful.
The red light is on in the studio. So suddenly the stress levels go up.
But you're talking, and actually even just talking will put it up a little bit, because you know that it's anything that's a stimulus.
Somebody's wondering if they have the machine at home, how often they should check their blood pressure.
So it depends, really. If your blood pressure is normal,
you don't want to become uptight about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning, noon, and night.
It's just handy to have it at home. If, say, you're having a headache or you feel unwell or you feel dizzy, then it's definitely worth getting it checked then. Sometimes I would ask people, if I'm changing people's medications, I'd say, right, for the next 3 or 4 days, I want you to check your blood pressure about 4 times a day at different times and write it down. Because your blood pressure will vary over the day. So then I want to make sure the blood pressure tablets are working. Will depend on the individual, but certainly if you're dizzy or you have a headache, then it's worth getting your blood pressure checked.
Now, I know there's lots of things happening as part of this Before Damage is Done campaign. There's going to be opportunities for people to have their blood pressure checked around the country? Can they find out information about that?
That's right. Well, we're working with lots of pharmacies, so you can get in free blood pressure check in pharmacies. Obviously, GPs are very happy to do your blood pressure. We have a mobile health unit that goes around the country, and you can get free blood pressure checks there and lifestyle advice from our nurses. And you can get that information from healthcheck@irishheart.ie as well. And we have a nurse support line, 01668 5001. So people can phone up the nurse line and get some information from there as well.
And that lifestyle advice, I mean, what is it in terms of reducing the blood pressure?
So if you have a very high blood pressure, obviously the most important thing is medication, and there's lots of different ones to suit you. So we can change them if they don't suit you. But in addition to that, and most importantly, there's lots of things we can do. So having a healthy diet, all of us have too much salt. So for instance, a Sunday morning fry up sausages, a couple of slivers of bacon and some baked beans, that's 8 grams of salt. Your maximum is supposed to be 6 grams for the whole day. So we all probably have too much salt. And children should be less, that should be about 4 grams a day. So cut down on salt, cut down on processed foods. That's what has most of the salt in. So more fresh food, lots of vegetables, chicken, fish. Cut out all of those ready-made meals as much as you can anyway. You know, you can make a simple meal quite quickly. So simple really is best. Those things that sit in the cupboard, they have a lot of preservatives in. So drink less alcohol. That puts up your blood pressure. Obviously, stop smoking. And then you want to keep a healthy weight. So being very active, at least 30 minutes, 5 times a week. But really, you need to sit less and move more. Sitting for long periods, that in itself is a risk factor.
Well, I'm sitting here for 3 hours every day and I still have over an hour to go, but we'll do our best to follow that advice. If you want to find out more about the Before Damage is Done campaign, if you go to the Irish Heart Foundation's website, you'll find out all the detail there and more detail, as Angie says, about their collaboration with pharmacies up and down the country, or even information about just ringing up the GP and getting it checked. Dr. Angie Brown, who's a consultant cardiologist and the medical director with the Irish Heart Foundation. Angie, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.